Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And today is Wednesday. And actually, being Wednesday, the date is the 7th of March, if you listen to the shows in order. This is March 7th, 2012. So we'll see if Carrie's on up there. Are you around there, Carrie, anywhere?
Yes, I'm around here, Ron. Hi. And good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. So, yes, it is Wednesday, so we will be having the Q&A tonight. So maybe somebody could type that number in for me. We'll get that put up right now. And then again at the end of the show, so it's 559-546-1301, 559-546-1301, and the PIN number is 506399, and then the pound sign. So let's have a look. I'm not sure if there are any questions on the fast chat yet. I've got the wrong window open here. Something's trying to load, and I'm trying to stop it. Okay, here we go. Let's pull this up. So, oops, no, that's not it. I'm sorry. One sec. Okay. Oh, so Cindy's written the numbers in for callers also. So, Ron, can we have callers tonight? Is that okay?
Yep, great. We have callers. No problem.
Carrie, your voice is a little high.
Okay. So I'll turn that down a little. Apparently my voice is a little loud, so hopefully that's better. So Wednesday we're on Station 1, and so the numbers are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-627-6008, and then hop down to line 4, area code 530-413-5011. So, let's see if there is anything on the fast chat yet. I'm not seeing any questions, Ron. So if anybody wants to call in with a question, that would be great, or type it into the fast chat that you see the link to. If you're new, the link is just under the play buttons for Station 1 and 2. So, what should we talk about tonight, Ron? Got any news on anything or any themes you'd like to stick to?
I don't know. Well, let's see. We could do an emotional clearing for people in case they're having difficulties or something. Oh, let's do that. So here we go. Emotional clearing. Think of a situation that you may have encountered that naturally you didn't like. So here we go. 1, I'm going to release that from you. 2, 3, 4, and 5, and again, oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay. So, just see if that helps you. We can do one for pain. So, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Let's see if that helps anybody out there. So we could have callers call in tonight. We can just see what we may want to talk about here of just any kind of topic. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Cammie has a question, and she's wondering, what stops us from being creative?
It's the mind energy is actually what it would be, probably. If you get stymied, we'll say, about that, and you want to do something but you just don't feel like you can do it, then that would probably be more of the emotional aspect. But mainly, it's just the mind energy not allowing you to connect the dots for being creative. And maybe you have to get a thought first in order to become creative with something. If you have no thoughts, then you probably won't be very creative until you decide you need to do something. Things around you might trigger you, but I'm just looking at it as a basic mind control problem and pattern that you might be, you know, connected yourself to, not realizing that you have a program to maybe defeat you. So we could try clearing if we can think of how we want to do that. We got a question here, I see, on the fast chat. I wanted to know what to do, I guess, or describe the emotional part of the death barcode. So what happens is, when you first do the barcode clearing, you do them one at a time naturally. Most people have three, so this would be typically 3 times, 2 hours for the whole series to be over, unless you have more. Once you do the first hour, that clears the barcode off of you. Now, what happens is that after it's cleared, your emotional body might realize that you would have died. And then it has all the regrets that is flooding into it now that, wow, what happens if I would have died? You know, who's going to take care of my cat, my dog? What about my children? Do I have, provisions put aside for them? So all of a sudden you go through all this emotional roller coaster stuff sometimes. And this is why we put the emotional part in there, because an emotional body will become freaked out and sad. And you think that it's you. And so automatically, you may have a situation that might feel kind of uncomfortable with your body. But it's really your emotional body. And then you can clear that more than one time. It takes normally 30 minutes to do. But if you do feel funky afterwards, then do it over again for another 30 minutes or as much as you need before you balance out. And the last part is spirit infusion. So that's what you want to do after the clearing. Some people don't feel anything until maybe the last one hits them. And then all of a sudden, you know, that really takes hold because all of a sudden you realize that you would have been dead, you know. So that's the process here, why you got to do the emotional one with it and why it's so needed. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And just going back to the question about creativity, Ron, you do have that new clearing up, the whole lifetime creativity clearing that has an emotional and a mental portion to it. So maybe for Cami and anyone else that might be interested, we got a beep. So maybe we'll come back to that in a minute. So do we have a caller? Hi, is anyone online? Hi.
Yep, we're here.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, who's this?
It's Elizabeth calling from Pennsylvania.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth.
I'm going to see you at the expo.
How are you guys
up?
Doing? I hope so, yeah. I'm hoping to get to New York.
Well,
great.
I actually wanted to thank you for the emotional clearing. And was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about what you did at the end of the Monday BBS show. I believe it was some kind of alien release, like releasing aliens or cloned aliens that were hanging around with us. And kind of happened like right at the end, right before you guys signed off. And
then we brought them into the light,
really,
ones that were inside of your body or in the room with you.
Okay. It felt really weird to me, and I actually started crying. And I don't know if that's because they were being released and it was just such a relief to have that happen, or if there were actual alien souls living inside of me, which kind of freaked me out a little bit, because I had never really thought about that before. I'm always kind of like, oh, I'm from the light and this and that, and you don't really know or think you don't really think about the darkness inside of you. So I just wondered if maybe you could talk a little bit more about that, or maybe try to explain a little bit more of what happened. And that's really all I was just wondering, because it was just kind of an extreme reaction for me.
Okay, yeah, that happened at the very end. I wasn't really going to do that, but I had a couple minutes. So, okay, so what we did, we can do it now for people. And this will be for the alien life forms that could be in your body or around you in the same room that you are. And we'll let them have a chance to go to the light. Typically, a lot of these aliens are ones that were, their spirits are here, okay, their bodies died. And so a lot of them are the ones that maybe landed here or crashed here or got shot down or something like that, and they're stuck here. A lot of them do take bodies because they need to get into something so that they can, kind of enjoy life here. It's kind of, imagine, pretty awful for them just to kind of hang out doing nothing in the invisible spirit realm. So they do get into bodies to try to help us out here after they maybe sample what's going on here for a while. We'll do a release here on them. And here we go. So I'll count to 10 to release them. And they'll just come out of your body, and they'll go to quarantine on the light ship, and they'll be checked out and stuff. So here we go. Getting some of their negativity released and stuff. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You still on the line, Liz?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sweating.
How did that feel this time for you?
Much better. It was, yeah, it was kind of a shock, like, to think of that. I hadn't really been thinking of aliens or, you know, them being around me, but I actually said to them, I said, okay, you know, if you guys want to go ahead, just go ahead. Like, I'm giving you permission. And they sort of just went.
Yep.
So, but yeah, it's a pretty intense thing to figure that out and to actually, like, feel it happening as it's going on.
Yep, that's true. That's, yeah, you have to kind of realize that our body is, you know, a place where actually like a host, and we don't always know what enters us and how and why they're there. So the ones that left you are probably ones that are more, you know, toward the light than they would be of the ones that we battle in darkness here. So it's not as if,
mm-hmm.
I would say that they're probably more of that type, you know, than the other. The others won't even want to go. So it gives the ones that are here
right.
an opportunity to get released.
And what, I mean, I know that it's good for them to go to the light, but then what is the benefit for us? That they're not hanging around
them,
making us...
be out of your space. Because
mm-hmm.
they could be maybe bothering you a little bit. You might see them, sense them around you, not knowing what it is. That could be kind of disturbing
mm-hmm.
to some people, too, wondering what's following them
right.
or what's, you know, maybe in the body or something. So you need to get back to your own spirit energy with you and have nothing inside of your body but you.
Okay. Well, very cool. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Riz.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Ron, just if we can just go back to the creativity clearing that you just had put up, since Tammy was asking what stops us from being creative, and you had mentioned that it's the mental energy. So, would you want to just describe that clearing?
Yeah, it's a whole lifetime clearing. So it starts at your current age now and goes back to conception. And there's two parts to it. The first one would be the emotional part, and that would be any of your emotions that are preventing you from maybe going into a more creative mode. And remember, that's more like the cause and effect energy, you know. Maybe you did something and you got reprimanded from doing something, so you don't want to be creative in that area any longer. So that's kind of the more negative stuff on emotions. Because emotions are going to probably prevent you from doing something. Maybe you're in fear of it. That's an emotion. Maybe anxiety. That's another emotion. So these normally would kind of cover that. The other part is the mental process, which is the same thing. It's another whole lifetime clearing with that. And that will help you get rid of anything that maybe would be in the mental areas of preventing you from being creative. So they're both very good. They kind of go hand in hand. So you got the emotion and the mental maybe working against you. Now you can recreate yourself by getting more creative. Remember, your creativity is what you're using here. That's why you're here. You're here really not to discover emotions, like people normally say, because this is like an emotional planet. That's how we deal with here is emotions and the law of cause and effect. But we're really here to have an experience of creativity. And that's what the bottom line is to become creative. And everything around us can stop that, including, you know, the energies of something affecting you outside of yourself. So this is one way you can help yourself out to do that. If that doesn't seem to jumpstart you, we'll say, then I would do the self-empowerment one. And you might even want to do the self-empowerment one first and then do the creativity one. That's what I would probably recommend doing. Get your feet wet on the self-empowerment, because that could take you 6 weeks to do. And then you're raring to go. You got a lot of those blockages released from you. Then get into the other one and do that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And then Jane is asking if the new this new creative clearing helps us stay in the moment.
I don't know if that would or not. I imagine that every clearing that you have would help you do that. But, you know, if you're being creative, then you are in the moment, because you're, you know, you're in the moment when you create.
Mm-hmm.
That's why time normally slows down or stops when you're being creative. So from that, it would help you to do that. But when you're not being creative, I don't know how much more that would help you. You know, if you're just looking to be in the moment more, then, you know, if you're not expressing your creativity, are you going to be in the moment? I don't know. But you can always do the mind to heart drop. That'll put you in the moment, too, get you out of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. When I was years ago in art college and I was painting and drawing and, you know, doing creative stuff all day, every day, there really was no sense of time. It's definitely a place where you lose time when you're being creative. And probably, you know, if you're a musician, I know when I was growing up, I played the violin, and when you're lost in your music, there's no sense of time then either. So this clearing, if you do have blocks around creativity, will get that out of the way so that you can get yourself involved in an activity that will help take you out of time. So it kind of has that double benefit in a way. So Ron Shannon is wondering, what causes dragons in the sky to show up?
Oh, normally they'll show up when they're fighting the aliens out there, so you may start to see dragon clouds. So if you just see them, I think it's pretty special to see the dragons, because they don't always show up. So I would say that's probably a pretty big battle that they're doing if they show up. And it's a good validation for people that something is here that's attached to the earth, you know, in the maybe animal kingdom that is, you know, helping out too. So that's good, helping us to get rid of the aliens here.
Yeah, that's really nice. I've only ever seen one in my area here, Ron, and it was the weekend that you were down here for the expo, this last expo the other month, last month, and there was a huge one right above the house. And unfortunately, my camera battery was dead when I ran in to go get it. But I know Shannon has had some over her house. In fact, she's got some pictures. I don't know if you sent those to Ron, Shannon, but I'm sure Ron would love to see them. It was a huge dragon cloud that she had up in the sky above her house. It was a really, really great one. So Tony from L.A. is asking about energetic parasites, and the question is, do energetic parasites create physical ones or vice versa?
I'm sure that they could, yes. As everything happens in the invisible, then goes into the physical. So, yes, I would assume that they could, although some of these things may not be even known to us physically. So I would say the answer would be yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Just looking down for the next question here.
We could take one out if you want, everybody.
Okay.
I'll take one out that's on your larynx, okay? Down your throat here. Ready? So here we go. Getting rid of this critter here. So everybody open their mouth wide so it comes out. Here we
have
go.
A cough.
Yeah, cough, yeah. Give it that fur ball. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, it's extracted there. Let's see how you feel now, everybody. See if we get some comments.
Ooh.
One more
man.
In there. Let me get another one out here. There we go. Coming out. Oh, man. That one's gone. And get another one here. These sort of look like in a sense, like crabs.
Lovely.
There we go. Coming out. There, that one's out. So we got rid of three of them.
Thank you.
Oh, we'll see what happens here. Anybody can talk easier or maybe swallow better. Back to you, Carrie. So these are energetic, so they do affect you. Remember, a pain that you have in your body could also be energetic. You know, you look at yourself and, you do have a pain. You can say, well, this is my nerves doing this here, but what's affecting the nerves, you say? There's some energy affecting your nerves. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right, let's have a look here. So there's a few comments about your, I can't remember, maybe on Monday, Ron, you put us onto your timeline. There's a few people are commenting about that felt good. Marsha's mentioning doing the mind to heart drop helps you get creative because your spirit is creative. And she's also saying she loves the animal clouds. I'm not seeing too many questions. I don't think I'm missing. Let me just refresh here. Oh, and while I'm thinking of it, your questions for the Q&A tonight, which will be a little bit after 8 o'clock, send those over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Shannon says, yeah, she emailed the dragon photos to you, Ron. So hopefully you saw those.
I thought I saw them, yeah.
Yeah. It was a really nice dragon, really clear, that one. Muse is asking if you can clear the voice box to stop it wheezing.
Okay. Well, let's look at some alien critters there. So here we go. One. Two. Getting them out here. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Get out some more. 1, 2, here we go. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see if that's any better. Ugh. Back to you, Carrie.
Yeah. Okay. Jeremiah says the air goes down easier now. It looks like Ed has a muscle cramp in his right shoulder.
Well, that's more like an object, so let's take out the object here. So if anybody has a pain or something, we'll take away some objects from you here. Here we go. Taking this out. 1, 2, there we go. It's out. 3, 4, and 5. And I'll do some more here. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Let's see if that's helping.
Liz says her throat feels cooler, and Connie says her nerves are more relaxed in her neck. That's interesting. And I'm just kind of sniffing from yawning and eyes watering. Oh, gosh. Just when you think you're getting a handle on it, you find you've got more.
Yeah.
Oh. Susan says throat connected to lungs better. Wheezing sounds like a cat purring almost, says Susan, too.
Uh-oh. Yeah, well, that could be like one of those, like the cat with the dog in it. Maybe we got a human with a cat in it, huh?
Oh. Ooh,
we're talking about, go to YouTube and you type in cat
meowing bark. Human.
Yeah, a cat barking. You will get a big laugh out of that one, you know, which is a dog entity that came into a cat. So took over the cat. So the cat was possessed. So hopefully, let's see if we can take, if you do have a cat in you, Susan, I don't think you probably do, but it have something in there similar. But let's just see if that works for you. So we won't put you on the spot here at all. And taking out something there. And there we go. This could also be some kind of fluid or something also. And there we go. We get Sylvester out of here. Coming out. Out. There we go. If that helps you at all. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So Mossy's wondering what makes the spine get out of alignment and which body jumpstart clearing would help?
Well, I'm not sure on that with the clearing, which one to do. I just don't know.
Well, the body system rejuvenation has the skeletal system in it. So that might help. And then, of course, the magnetic and twisted bodies, if those are out of alignment, that might be affecting your spine. And the mind of the body, if you haven't done that part yet, then the mind of the body, of course, is the part of us that heals us. So you need that working at 100% to fix, you know, any and everything that's going wrong in the body. And each of these have a custom box that you can put something specific into to focus the clearing on. So I would think any of those three in particular would be helpful for spine. But the body system rejuvenation is the one that has the skeletal system in it, specifically the skeletal system. So you could go into that part and then in the custom box put down what vertebrae you're working on, Marcy. I feel like my line just went dead. Can you still hear me, Ron?
I can hear you good, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. all right, so I am refreshing. And the Body Jumpstart Special is still running through the end of this month. So if you haven't bought that yet and you want to, that's the one that has the Mind of the Body Whole Life Clearing, the Infection Body Whole Life Clearing. It's got the Blood and Circulatory System in it, the Magnetic Twisted Body Alignment Clearing, and then the Body System Rejuvenation. So that's still up and running at the discounted price with that whole group in it. Okay. All right, let's have a look. What do we have next here?
Randy's asking a question. I think the answer is yes, Randy. If you have a checkbox on the clearings, any clearings, you can either check them or uncheck them. So you could run more than one at one time. When you have the round little circle, then you have to just do that one only because they're just adjustable then from one to another, a little radial round button. But the checkbox, you should be able to check them off if they're a square box. So you could run more than one at one time. It's working in the mouth a lot here and lungs. Let's work with teeth. If you have teeth, okay? If not, we'll work with gums or both. So I would assume if you don't have any teeth, you got them removed because you had maybe cavities or basically an infection is a problem. So we'll work with infections in the mouth regarding gums and teeth. So here we go. Let's do that here. And this would be like what you'd have on your infection body clearing, too, if you wanted to get into there. But I think the body jumpstart might have that included in it. If you do have an infection, then you do have a whole lifetime clearing for that. And the reason why their whole lifetime is because you don't know when you came into the initial problem. How far back did it actually start with you energetically before it manifested physically? Sometimes it could take 30, 40, 50 years to come about. That's why they're whole lifetime clearings, in case somebody's wondering. You might say, gee, what do I want to do my whole life? I just had this problem, you know, when I was 58, and I was fine when I was 55. Why do I want to go back to my whole lifetime? Well, that's because that's when it started, probably, way back, you know, in the get-go. So that's why we have whole lifetime clearings. So here we go. Let's get rid of infection inside of the mouth and your gums. So one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2. Let's do some. Let's do a silver water charging for people.
Ooh.
So I'll be clearing this. Everybody get a glass of water. We'll do a silver water. This you could use for mouthwash, gargling, but you don't want to swallow it. You want to spit it out. So just get a glass of water here, and I'll start clearing here. At the same time, you get the water, put your hands on it, and automatically it'll be charged up for you. So, the silver energy is coming from the light chip right now. So I'll still do the clearing inside of your mouth. So one, what if we have a beep? If we do, we'll have to maybe wait about 3 or 4 minutes here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Your water is being charged right now. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Water is ready to go. I just put it inside of your mouth. Maybe take a mouthful and kind of hold it for, you know, whatever you can hold it. Normally, it's maybe probably 10, 15 seconds and, you know, spit it out. May not be near your computer. And I do that maybe like 4 or 5 times here just to get the infection out of you. It'll help to do some healing. So we could see we have a caller on here. Anybody out there? Not
somebody on the line? Yeah, I heard a beep too.
See?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, this is Marcy. A friend of mine's son, who's about 21, recently, is what I'm understanding, got some kind of a nervous tic, you know, where they have to, I don't know, the neck or the head jumps, kind of. And he's so young, and his neck is getting sore. Any idea what kind of cleaning that would help? I know about the light chip, but they haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, well, you need to start off with the emotional one. So have him do that one, because it could be emotions causing that.
Okay.
It could also be some kind of maybe alien critter that hopped into him also making his neck twitch, you know?
Okay.
But I would, you know, always do the emotional one first, because that, you know, can get rid of and head off a lot of problems that you're dealing with. So I would definitely
do that one,
but it could be an alien critter inside of him.
Okay.
You know, if you're thinking of the movie Alien, you know, or the weird movies that you've seen where things are moving around inside the body, well, it could just be lodged in his neck.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, that's a good possibility.
Okay,
you probably won't
you.
Understand that, but, you know. Anyway,
you asked.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Marcy. Yeah, it's kind of hard to go up to someone, I guess, and say, hey, John, you know, you got a squid in your neck. You need to...
Yeah. Please don't kiss me.
Oh, boy. Okay, so it looks like a lot of people had stuff removed when you did the object removal for Ed's shoulder. Ron Janice is saying, thanks again, something left out of my left shoulder, and Cindy says some pain released from her hip, and Jake says a glass sharp object came out of him. So that was that was a good one for everybody. Thank you. So let's have a look. BK.
You can go online and do water activations too, water charging. It's only $1.
Yep.
So you might even consider that, you know, if you need to get some more water to help yourself out a little bit.
Yeah, so BK, see if you remember this, the layout of this clearing, Ron. BK is asking about the difference between option one and option two, the emotional stress death barcode.
Okay, yeah, that one is the, I could do the whole lifetime emotional one, the first one anyway. You do three of those, if not more.
Do you mean and, death barcodes?
Yeah, the barcodes, yeah. Then after that, go through and do the stress one. And the stress one just goes a little deeper, you know, with stress that you could have. Some people have a lot of stress. It's because they have barcodes on them. They don't know why they're so stressed out all the time. Remember, you're probably going to put on you if you are stressed out because the darkness found a way to get in. And they go, oh, this person is stressed? Well, what the heck? We'll get them more stressed tomorrow. More energy. Remember, it's like a feeding frenzy, you know? So this is why you really need to kind of be aware of what's happening to you. And that clearing goes along with the other one. So just do both of those. It's the same. It's one price for both. So, you know, by all means, some people, when I first put it up, didn't really realize that it was on there, I guess. And they didn't realize that they needed to do the other one with it. So that's why we have two on one clearing. So back to you, and they kind of go hand in hand. A lot of people do one weekend because they have time on the weekend because it takes a while. The next weekend, they'll do the next part, and that's perfectly fine. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and it looks like Donna just went to the dentist today, so perfect timing for that, Ron. I was just thinking about when you were doing the tooth one, about how not so many years ago we didn't really have good dental care on this planet. You know, everybody, you got an infection or a cavity or whatever, and it turned into giant problems and had to have teeth pulled without anesthetic. I know my grandfather had teeth pulled, you know, with a pair of pliers and no anesthetic. And so we've probably got a lot of stuff in our DNA about teeth trauma. So the infection body one would probably be one of the more important ones in a way to do in the seven generational. Because before there were antibiotics, you know, just for many different kinds of infections, people really suffered a lot more with that kind of stuff than we in the first world at least do now. So I would imagine that would be a pretty heavy clearing for most people. Wouldn't you think, Ron, the generational one?
Yeah, I would say so. And you know, maybe even traumas that people could have too from that.
Yeah.
And anxiety, though, you know, that's another way of looking at it.
And pain,
yeah. So that's why we have the seven generational clearings up to go deeper. But yeah, that would be correct with the infections for sure. Because you may have a history of that, or it's just stored inside of you. You don't know about it. And maybe you have a problem and it's harder to get healed because, you know, you're resonating with all that old past energy of having an infection there. Remember, because it will come up. It's in your energy field. So wherever you had an infection in your body, you know, if you have something that just crops up now where you maybe cut your finger and it's not healing too well, well, you're bringing forth all that energy from all the past ancestors of having a cut finger. And if they were infected, or got infected, I should say, then that stuff can come forward. And maybe all that stuff is still activated with that particular virus. I won't say virus, but just whatever infected you, you know. The energy could be with you. Back to you, Carrie. That's pretty awful to think about that, how you could have an old illness get recycled, you know.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty common,
yeah.
I would think. And I'm just seeing here there are quite a few people. Mike is saying, light beings must know I have a sore tooth, and me too, says Betsy. And Betsy's also pointing out that infections and root canals and so forth can infect your whole body, of course, because all our meridians go through our teeth and down our whole body. So the whole teeth thing is kind of an important topic. Jason is saying it's tingling, clearing up along side of head, and headache is not pounding as much. Must have been from the gums. Yeah, So I know you've moved my teeth around sometimes, Ron. When I've had a headache, you've said that the roots of my teeth have been touching or too close or something, and you've moved those, and my headache has gone away. So teeth are important. they seem to be very key in our health in many ways. So let's have a look here. Do we have any more questions? Muse is saying, I still have a pain object in the right side on the back, thoracic, I don't know what that is, rib. That must be one of the ribs, named for one of the ribs or something.
Well, we can take out an octopus energy, I guess, if that helps. And Randy's question, did he clear enough of his barcodes doing six? Yes, you're fine, Randy.
Oh, good.
You're good. Well, let's get rid of the octopus energies around, I guess, our ribs here. So here we go. And they also go around our waist and every place else. But we'll do the ones that are connected here. There's about four of them that I can see that most people have right now. We probably have more, but I can see four. So here we go. One, at least for the caller or the person who asked about it. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There, one's out of the way now. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And get one more out. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll get the bodies out. So one out, two, and the third one's out, and fourth one's out. And we'll deal with the poisons, waste product, and dead carcasses, too, right now. So getting that released. There we go. Gone. Okay, just see if that helped everybody. Let's see if your breathing is better. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, and Jeremiah is wondering whether other people in the room with him get the healings, even if they're not listening to the show.
Yeah, if the light beam is up, probably so, yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
If the light isn't up, you may just be hearing my voice. They may still hear the voice, and they may have some energy coming their way. So that could be possibly a yes. The light beam is up, it will go into your whole room. And so a lot of times people will scroll down a little ways on BBS and, you know, on our site here, our page on their site, and bring up the light beam. That's always good to do.
All right. Marcy is wondering what arthritis could be from.
Boy, I don't know. It's, you know, normally the little caterpillars can cause that, but...
Yeah, it could be waste product from any of these guys in our joints, and it could be gunked up emotional bodies or any of the invisible body energy spilling into our joints.
Yeah, but it could be anything like that. It could even be from having your hands overworked, you know, in a different lifetime, you know, and that's brought forth in your DNA, too. So there's a lot of things. A lot of times, you know, the new ages will say that because you're very rigid in your thinking, your joints get frozen, you know, or large. But, you know, it's still some kind of emotional situation with them. I'm trying to think if you could do, like, some type of one of the clearings that we have. If you can do, like, the emotions that are trapped in your fingers, you know, and in your joints or something.
Oh, interesting.
I'm assuming that you're talking about arthritis in the hands. That's what people normally have, but you could get it in your back, too, you know. But, I would think there's probably a text box on one of those clearings that you could type in to have the emotional energy from your past taken out of your hands. Maybe the body jumpstart one you could do something like that in.
And also you could be corded to somebody at those joints who has that problem.
Yep, and you could be taking in entities. Take somebody's hand who has arthritis, they might hop into you, and now your hands start to hurt. So that happens too. But that's real common for people who maybe could be maybe hairdressers working with people, you know, hair possibly, mm-hmm. or somebody who has to you know, physically touch people like massage practitioners and stuff. So, but the only way you can protect yourself is to do, you know, the shrink wrap. And that does help. But, you know, most people are unaware, you know, and they, you know, find themselves with their energy being drained and maybe taking home some kind of ability that they didn't have when they started their work, you know. I wonder why their body's aching or why, you know, they're feeling something strange happening to them. And, you know, they have to probably go to bed early because their body's exhausted because it took on some other energy that should not be, you know, corded to it or connected to it. And or it could be an entity that has a problem. So that's kind of what sort of happens, is that we deal with these things all the time. You don't really know that you're dealing with it, and your poor body has to fend off all of these energies. So that's what could happen. Back to you, Carrie.
And then if you're in a family where there's a lot of arthritis, you know you need to do your seven generational on something. And probably arthritis is an inflammation, so it could be like an anger thing or something. You know, your joints are just holding all this anger energy from your DNA and from maybe you're in a family where everybody yells at everybody all the time. You know, that's how you deal with each other in your family, is yelling. And everybody's been doing that for generations, and everybody's got sore joints, you know, those kinds of things. I think if you see it running in your family, it's the seven generational clearings that would help with this kind of thing, I would think. That would be my guess, anyway.
Yep.
So Cindy's wondering, let's see, what time is it? We've got about 5 minutes left. Excuse me, sorry. Do we still need to do the death barcode for the Egyptians, et cetera? I think actually that was the ascension barcode, not the death barcode. But, Ron, we still need to all do that, right?
Yes, I would do that, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and that barcode's been brought down to $50. It used to always be $100, but it's $50 now. And I'm not sure if the drop-down box has been added, but the price has been changed. And then the drop-down box is going to contain all the alien races that we know the names of over from the alien attack clearing. They'll be moved over, and then you can type anything else in that you think you might have a barcode, an ascension-blocking barcode on. Do you want to add anything to that, Ron, that I might have forgotten there?
No, I think you got it. So you want to just put in there maybe whatever you think might be giving you barcode for ascension this year. As you start hearing more information about what's happening, you start to hear or read different modalities of healing, possibly, or maybe where they came from. Maybe all of a sudden in 2 weeks you're going to hear something about, oh, you know, we got this great information from Scotland about the 2012 ascension. I'm just throwing that out in the air here. So mm-hmm. All of a sudden you go, that sounds suspicious, you know. So who's controlling the Scottish people? What alien race is controlling them, you know? And why are they talking now about ascension? Never talked about it before. Well, you know, that's just a way to look at that, okay? I'm not trying to say that Scottish people are, you know, bad people or anything, but I'm just trying to give an example, because you will probably be hearing more and more about things happening. And as you hear that, know that somehow could be something in there infecting that energy, making you want to go through their line of ascension. You know, maybe somebody will find some kind of special healing tool. Let's just say maybe in Africa they dig up some kind of thing that looks like a, you know, maybe some kind of special horns or something, you know, from an animal that died a long time ago. And they go, oh, this probably was used in their ceremonial rites for something from this one culture, you know, way back when. And well, that could be another one, too, that just got discovered. That race wants to now bring that there. Now, it doesn't have to be in the ground. It could have been put there the day earlier on a timeline. They're just bringing them into an old timeline to discover that and crossing over to this one here. So anyway, just kind of note what's happening. The question, I think, from BK, I don't kind of gone, but I think it dealt with maybe how do you know how many barcodes you have, I would think, because we talked about 6 barcodes earlier. Everybody has a different amount. You have at least 3 typically. One person had 2, but there was only one person. So that person had 2. Most people are going to have 3, and a few may have, you know, up to maybe a dozen or so. So if you're interested in doing that clearing, then send me an email and ask me how many barcodes you have. I can tell you that. I did that at the expo in L.A. and probably had 50 people or so at least asking me how many they had. And that was quite interesting to see. One person asked about it. I guess they knew what it was. I don't know if I was talking about it or not at the time.
Yeah, you were.
But then everybody else started asking how many they have, and I think we went through almost everybody in the whole room there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, if you are interested in doing that, the clearing's $150, and you get 2 clearings in one. So you get the stress death barcode and then the regular death barcode one. The death barcode one's off of your natal chart. And the other ones they tag on. So the main one is the natal chart one, which is your death barcode. And you want to do it typically in one setting if you can. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and yeah, you do have to do the same number on the stress barcode because the stress is a result of the death barcode. So if you have 5 death barcodes, you need to do the stress barcode 5 times also. So it's the same number. It's never different. Oh dear,
our time is about over, huh?
Yeah, somebody was asking how to do the shrink wrap. I wondered if you just describe that before we leave, Ron.
Yeah, just tell your body, because you're talking to your body energy, to bring all of its auric field, the energy that it's emitting outside of itself, right to your skin. So just think of having saran wrap on you, you know, you being shrinked, you know. You're shrink-wrapping your energy field. Okay, we should probably get off here. Well, thank you, everybody. Interesting show tonight. And we'll see you on the Q&A in about 5 minutes here. And you want to send your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And the phone number is our standard phone number that we always have now for all the calls, which is 559-546-1301, and 559-546-1301, PIN number 506-399, 506-399, and we'll see you in about 5 minutes, everybody. Thank you, Carrie. Blessings to all of you.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for all the clearings, and thanks for typing the numbers in there, Cindy, and we'll see you in a few minutes. Good night.
Good night.